wake up, it's warm outside. Time to wake up.
Broadcasting live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona. It's the Jacqueline Nicole Show with your host Jacqueline Nicole on King FM, a Central City radio station.
Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on the Jacqueline Nicole Show. If you have been with me before with some of my other special guests, I just want to say thank you and welcome back. And if this is your first time joining in to my show, I always like to give a little refresher of what the show is all about and just kind of touch on the mission and the heart of the show. But my radio show is really directed towards women of all ages, of all backgrounds, to encourage women in faith, fitness, health, and beauty. And one of the things that I love to teach and is kind of one of the founding principles here on the show is that to be in the best shape of your life is not just physical, because I know, you know, we're kind of in a day and age where people love to work on the outside appearance more than anything else. And I am so big on how encouraging you to take care of yourself physically. But to be completely healthy and whole isn't just on the outside, but it's also on the inside. So I always like to say that to be in the best shape of your life, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So if your thoughts in your head all day long are just, you know, repeating past hurt, if you are dwelling on past experiences from your childhood that may be really negative, or you are suffering from heartbreak, that could cause, you know, your body to start to feel sick. Or if your soul isn't feeling well, then your thoughts aren't well. And it's all connected, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Now, I know that in the world that we live in, we have new opportunities every day to take offense and to be hurt by someone's actions of what they did or did not do. But we are all given a choice. And I think that's where we really have to dig our heels in our faith with Jesus, is learning by his example that he set. Because anytime I start to feel maybe offended in my heart, or if someone hurt my feelings, I'll start to think of everything that Jesus did for us when I feel like he had more of, you know, the right technically to be offended or to be upset, just because he was perfect and he did nothing wrong. And I know that sometimes, you know, if someone hurts our feelings or we get offended, we'll start to say things like, well, I did nothing to deserve this, or I deserve better. And we all kind of focus on our rights. But Jesus, being perfect and being half man and half God, or 100% God and 100% man, had every right to be offended, yet he gave up his rights. And that is the love that is demonstrated in the Bible, where Jesus was selfless and he gave up those rights as a holy king and chose to lower his kingship to be a servant. And that is where I look to him and I think, well, if he did it and his spirit is living in me, then I don't have an excuse to hold on to my rights and to dwell on bitterness or resentment. So I like to say that because it's a daily choice that we make to let go of offense. And it's a daily choice that we make to have our mind, will, emotions, and spirit all connected to heaven's perspective. And I also like to say that if you are not a follower of Jesus Christ and you are not big on, or maybe your faith just isn't with Jesus, but it's with something else. Maybe you are a Buddhist, or you're an atheist, or you're not sure what you believe. I still welcome you to the show because this is a discussion, and I always like to extend an invitation. Because as a Christ follower, I always want to leave an open door just for other women to get a sneak peek into women's hearts and their emotions and how they carry themselves as a Jesus follower and what they look like, you know, in their community or how their peers view them. And I think it's a soft way to kind of warm up to who Jesus is and, you know, how we walk through this life on this planet with the heart of heaven inside of us. So that is a little bit about the show. But tonight I am really excited about my guest that I have on the show. It's such a privilege and an honor to have her all the way from Sacramento, California. I think it's so awesome that I have the opportunity not just to have guests here in the studio with me, but I'm able to FaceTime them from across the U.S. or the globe. And she has such an amazing testimony. She is such an inspiration to youth of all ages. She literally has traveled the globe and has gone on mission trips. She's worked in group homes. She has worked in juvenile delinquency centers. She evangelizes and preaches the gospel and is such a positive role model in her community. And with further ado, I would love to introduce Michelle Smith. How are you tonight?
Hi, I am good. Thank you. It's such an honor to be on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your extremely busy but productive lifestyle to be on the show with me tonight. And kind of like to break the ice a little bit with my guests, because I know I usually give, you know, you or my guests a soft introduction, but I like to leave the dance floor open for you to introduce yourself and a little bit about you to our guests.
Sure. I'm Michelle, and I grew up in Southern California my whole life, and I absolutely love traveling and experiencing other cultures, meeting other people. I've been through a lot in my life, but I know it's made me a stronger person, and it's made me appreciate my life now, and I think it's a broken part of times in my life have led me to the calling what I do now, just with the broken, because I can relate in so many ways, but also see the beauty in that, and just as a woman, also just, I really love encouraging and building up other women, because we all know that we get torn down by each other so much that it's so awesome to be share on a show tonight where you uplift women, uplifting women too, and also whoever else is listening, co-ed, you know, for men too to hear this. But yeah, so that's me. I've always played athletics, always played sports, love outdoors. This beach girl moved up to Sacramento, so now I'm kind of a river girl, I guess, mountain girl. Yeah, so there's a little about me and
very,
my life.
Very awesome. I feel like I relate to you in a lot of ways, too. And I do love the outdoors and sports, so that's really awesome.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I always kind of ask my guests in the first segment is, why Jesus? Like, why do you love him? And kind of what's your testimony? Because some people... they always ask me, well, what religion are you? And it's all about the religion and all the rules that you got to follow. And, you know, I always like to say, well, I'm a follower of Jesus, and I have a personal relationship with him. And I get people sometimes are like, well, what the heck does that mean? Like, that's weird. And I'm like, well, no, it's not technically weird, maybe just because it's not talked about all the time, so I always like to ask my guests to share their testimony and why they have a relationship with Jesus, whether people think it's weird or not.
Sure. You know, I was really blessed to grow up in a home where my mom and dad taught me from a little kid up until now about Jesus, about his love for me. And I remember at 6 years old, because I heard it and went to the Awana kids camp and Sunday school and everything, at 6 years old, I remember believing that there was a God. I knew there was a God, even though I had never read the Bible. I had never, obviously had a degree. I'm 6 years old, but there's something in me that believed, had faith. And at a young age, I remember it like it was yesterday, and I'm 37 now, so it's been a few years. Mm-hmm. But I remember praying to God, and I remember just feeling his presence, and And also, I remember asking him to be my savior. So I believe enough to know that I was created by a God, that this universe was created by God, and I believed in heaven and hell at 6 years old, and I knew I wanted to spend forever with God. I felt his love, and that's all I knew. But it was enough for me to start talking to God, and that's where my relationship, like you said, began. I grew up in church, but there's a certain point, I believe it when I was 19 years old. So I always went to youth group. I went to public schools. I never went to private schools. I went to public schools. And there was a point, though, that I got the religious part. I got the going to Sunday school, you know, carrying my Bible, and then to church. And then, like, during the week, wouldn't really touch my Bible. And then Sundays, I'd, like, blow the dust off my Bible and then pick it up and bring it to church. And, you know, it started becoming almost like a ritual, like a religious ritual for me. And even though I listened to what the pastor or youth pastors were saying, I didn't quite take it as my own relationship until I got older and understood that it was about freedom and Jesus is my best friend, not a religion. And so, yeah, that began my journey with Jesus.
Awesome. You know what? I'm really excited to talk more about your journey because it's really cool. And I really love how transparent and real you are. And it's just always a blessing to talk to anyone who, you know, isn't afraid to, you know, be transparent in that kind of a way. So we do have to go to a commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to pick up right where we left off and continue with Michelle Smith's testimony. Thank you, and we'll see you soon.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Al Slaughter with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us, you know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Jacqueline Nicole Show. My name is Jacqueline, and thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to spend it with me and my amazing and beautiful guest, Michelle Smith. If you were not with us the first segment, we were talking about Michelle's testimony, and she was kind of getting into the tip of the iceberg right when we had to go into commercial. So I just kind of wanted to pick back up where we left off. But I always like to ask the guests that come on my show why they love Jesus and why they chose to have a personal relationship with him. Because so many people will talk about religion, and if you are Catholic or if you're Christian, Buddhist, atheist, antagonistic. I'm not sure if I said that wrong. I am very sorry. But there's all different types of religions. And so I always like to kind of break the barrier and shatter the mold by talking about having a personal relationship with Jesus. And I like to, you know, ask my guests why they chose to have a relationship with him and what that did in their life, and you know, regardless of the challenges they faced, there is ups and downs in everyone's journey, but along the way, when you have Jesus alongside of you, it can make your worst day with him still one of your best days. So Michelle, if you kind of just wanted to take our viewers back to where you left off, because I know that you have a whole another side of your testimony once you hit college, and that kind of poses a lot of other topics. So please feel free to share as much as you want with our guests.
Sure, thank you. Yeah, so throughout high school, I played sports, got good grades, never touched any drug, never touched alcohol. I moved out of my parents' house when I was 20. Went to college right out of high school, 19, 20, 21. Actually, college was a long period of time for me. It wasn't the 4 years. And when I was 21, I thought I was missing out on all the partying at that point, and the alcohol and the guys and everything. And so that's when I began drinking. And it was actually within the first year of me drinking, I almost could have died. I got alcohol poisoning so bad, and I just didn't know what I was doing. So that kind of started just a challenging time in my life. So here I was going to college. I was away from home, so I thought, oh, freedom, right? But it was actually that freedom that I don't think I was ready for that, and it actually caused me to really kind of get into some trouble. And I realized that I wasn't missing much. You know, I was a Christian, but I kind of took my eyes off Jesus some for short periods of time. I kind of had my foot in the world and how the world was living. I was trying to fit in, but then I was trying to follow Christ, and that's not always like having one foot on one side of the freeway and one foot on the other. You get smashed both directions.
Right.
And so going to college, just trying to find my way, figure out who I was, figure out my identity. It should have been rooted in Christ more strongly, but I was just exploring life, and college was very hard for me. I didn't get those straight A's that I got in high school, so I kind of struggled through my classes. It was at age 22 where the Lord completely shattered my heart and exposed me to a world that is broken. You know, I grew up, I was so blessed to have a solid mom, dad, family, you know, awesome sister, loving family, and they protected me and sheltered me, like, in a good way. It's not always a bad way, right? But they sheltered me, and we were in a good neighborhood and everything. And I remember working at a group home for the first time, foster youth. Just there was gangs, violence, drugs, just seeing them with pretty much orphans, man. I'm not a mom or dad around, no family, ditching school, on the street, getting pregnant really young, and I was just absolutely, my heart was shattered. And it was then that I began doing juvenile hall, going to the juvenile hall, and I woke up one morning and the Lord put prison ministry into my heart. I was like, where did that come from? And it was through those youth in the group homes that led me to go into the juvenile hall. And I did this for 11 years, but I want to back up real quick. So before I started the juvenile hall ministry, I got engaged when I was young. I got engaged, I think I was about 22, 23 years old, and that relationship, once I got engaged, after we dated for a little bit, once I got engaged, it became verbally abusive and physically abusive. It was really tough for me. I was struggling with my worth and my value, and unfortunately, I was trying to find it in him and find the love that God had for me in him. So I put up with more than I should have. I actually stayed in it like 6 months or so, longer than I should have. And he ended up assaulting me several times, and said he was going to not do it again. And then it got worse and escalated, as abuse usually does. And thankfully, I got out. I had the courage to break up the engagement and leave. But that left me just really wounded. And also, it was in the middle of college. I remember failing my classes, dropping out of college, not wanting to go back. And it was literally during that brokenness of learning to forgive someone who abused me, who never said sorry, still to this day. But I had to forgive because I had hatred and bitterness in my heart. And the Lord said, I've forgiven you, Michelle, for so many things that you've done wrong. You need to forgive this person because that's their battles that they're going through. And so I did. I learned how to forgive. And in that journey, God led me into juvenile hall ministry. My brokenness, my broken engagement, I started juvenile hall ministry to these youth that were broken. And but they were so hungry to hear God's word. They were so hungry in the units, the boys and girls units, to come to a Bible study where they were loved, they were accepted, they were prayed for. And I just fell in love with these youth. They taught me about God's grace. They taught me about forgiveness. They taught me about God loving the broken and healing the broken. So I know I taught them things from God's word and prayed for them, but they impacted my life so much. So that was a big part of my college years, working different jobs. And then I had to move back home because I was the kid that, you know, 21-year-old that ended up drinking too much and partying, and my parents said, oh, time for you to go home. So they were helping me with tuition and rent, so I had to move back to my parents' house. But that was for the best, because I would have really destroyed myself if I stayed out there doing what I was doing. The Lord disciplines those he loves, right?
Right, absolutely.
So, you know, it was at age 26 where my first overseas trip was to Africa, Namibia. And I've been overseas, I've been to like 23 countries since then, since 2006. The Lord's brought me to those countries since then. So it's been 11 years now. In the last 10 years, following the Lord is better than His plans and dreams for you are better than you could ever plan for yourself. There's no way that I would ever thought I would travel the world. I thought at age 25 I'd be married with two kids and a house and a dog. Like, that was my, you know, growing up, I thought that was my expectations. I have my teaching credentials, me, elementary school teacher, married with kids. But, you know, 25 passed around and that didn't happen. And so I had to learn that my expectations for my life, my contentment, shouldn't fall on those desires or those plans I put for my life, because that's when disappointment and discouragement comes. And I'm still learning at age 37 that the Lord's written a different story for my life than I would have ever planned. You know, I'm still seeing about 37, but the Lord has incredible things in my life. I experienced things I never thought I would at age 30. So at age 30, I believe, was when I really said, you know what, Lord, I've been a believer for many years, but there's still parts of my life I hadn't handed over to Him, like my dating life, or trusting Him with certain areas in my life. And He called me on a trip called the World Race. It was an 11-month mission trip. I lived off a backpack for 11 months, lived in 10 different nations.
What? Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy. It was crazy. It was about 60 other people from all over the U.S. and some other different countries, too. And I know, and it was 11 months that completely, at age 30, I had an identity crisis, because I was away. I've never been away from my country and my family that long, my friends. 11 months is a long time, and I think it was about month 5 I had a breakdown, and I literally had to find my identity in the Lord, because I realized I had tried to find parts of my identity in my friends, the culture, everything. And He just stripped all those things away from me. I think I was in the middle of, like, Africa, Malawi, in a remote village, bucket showers and electricity, and I just broke down crying. And I'm like, Lord, like, who am I? Show me who I am, because I've forgotten it. And he did, and he rebuilt me, and he healed my broken heart. You know, I've been in some unhealthy, tough relationships in the past. I'm like an affectionate person, so I think I always looked for that affection in men, or that love in men all throughout my life. And even though, at age 13, I forgot to share, at age 13, I committed to wait for marriage, to be pure, to wait for my future husband, and that's been a battle. Like, the Lord says that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, and I can say at age 37, I'm still waiting for marriage, haven't been perfect, but that's a testimony in my life that I go and share with the youth, because, you know, peer pressure is hard, and just being a woman of the Lord, it's not easy in this culture to dress modestly or to live pure, to wait for marriage when everyone else around you, even in the church many times, you know, is not living that way. But you know, the Lord's, I think what's kept me fighting that particular purity battle, which it is a battle, is the Lord's conviction and temptation, or that's kept me going, or it stopped me, or convicted me if I did cross the line. And he's like, this is going to take you down the wrong path, this is going to hurt you, you know, you're my child, I don't want you to be hurt. And I learned that was his protective boundary. It's not out of trying to ruin our fun or anything, but that was a big thing in my life, where he protected my life so many times from that. So when I came back from that 11-month trip, I was completely changed. I wanted to dedicate the rest of my life to service, to serving others locally in my own community, but also overseas, in like other countries. And the last few years, best 30s have been the best year of my life, Jacqueline. So best years of my life, just learning who I am, being more confident, more comfortable in my own skin, being confident in who I am, the Lord, loving my life more, finding peace and contentment, where I look back at my life when I was trying to be accepted by these men, or trying to compromise who I was. I didn't feel peace. It was like they were trying to take my light out, you know. Yeah. And I felt my light dimming and dimming more and more. And when I would get out of a relationship, my light would flicker back on again. And I'd usually go out on a mission trip, or I would go back to the Lord being number one in my life, where at times I put other things, myself or other people, in that throne spot where God's supposed to be. And life never... things crumble when God's not number one. So I found that out that way many times in my life. But yeah. I do want to share, encourage anyone listening, is that God's word says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. And so I can testify to my own life that he has healed my heart numerous times completely. He showed me grace, forgiveness for myself and for others. And my friend asked me, how can you even trust and love again after what you've been through? I said, the Lord healed my heart. He's a healer. So I just want to encourage you with that.
Whoa. I am, like, utterly blown away and just so blessed by your grace and your wisdom and the words that you shared tonight. And I'm so thrilled that I get two more segments on air with you. And we do have to go to commercial break, but when we come back, we have more awesome, juicy topics to talk with Michelle Smith about. We will see you soon.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's no
7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Al Slaughter with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us, you know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to the Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Jacqueline Nicole Show. Thank you so much for opening your heart to me and my amazing guest, Michelle Smith. We are having so much fun in the studio. I know it is technically football season, but we were actually talking about basketball right now and just laughing and giggling and having a good time. But if you were not here during our last segment, Michelle seriously has one of the bravest spirits that I've ever ran into or talked to. She's just so courageous in how she speaks about her testimony, and she's just very raw and real and transparent with her relationship with Jesus and some of the struggles that she has had to overcome. Just being a Jesus follower in today's society, as well as being a woman of God and walking her faith out, because every day there is new opportunities for us, you know, to question our faith or maybe to doubt God's plans for our lives. And every day is a choice, and every day God's mercies are new. So he just lavishes his grace and forgiveness upon us. And that is something I am so thankful for, because, you know, if we were to be following a religion and we were to take Jesus and having a personal relationship with him off the table, and we were just going by the merit of good deeds, then me and every other person on the face of this planet would fail miserably every single day, because there is not one person on the face of this earth that has it all together. I don't care how much money you make or how many degrees that you have or how smart you think you are. There's not one person that has lived and died a sinless person. So from the time you wake up to the time that you go to bed, we are still created in the flesh. So we will have opportunities to take offense or to sin, even in the slightest degree. God doesn't look at sin as little sin, big sin. It's all sin. And the awesome thing about having a personal relationship with Jesus is something that I used to share with people on what does that mean. And this may be, I don't know, kind of a weird description, but it's really the picture that I would feel my soul was in is, you know, say that you committed a crime and your punishment is death. So you're going to go into an electric chair and you're going to be electrocuted. Well, it's as if when you have that relationship with Jesus, is he goes in that electrocution chair for you. And before I had resurrendered my entire life to Christ, I just remember trying to live out what I thought would be a good life in the world's perspective, and chasing popularity and chasing friendships and relationships with other guys, and finding my happiness in partying or drinking or, you know, whatever the world says is going to bring you happiness, just filled my heart with so much sorrow and so much regret and disappointment. And, you know, it was really when I re-centered my heart to the Lord and allowed Jesus to fill my heart is when, you know, it's like that weight comes off of your shoulders and you feel like you're taking a breath of fresh air again. And it felt like my whole life I was living trapped underwater without any oxygen. And when I gave my heart to the Lord as rededicated, it was like coming up for that oxygen and breathing new life all over again. And in the Bible, in Genesis 2:7, I believe, and if I'm wrong, I know it's in Genesis, it talks about when God first created Adam and Eve. Adam was just formed. He It said that Adam didn't become a living being until God breathed his own spirit into Adam's nostrils. And then he became a living being. So all of us, whether we believe in God or not, we have our breath because we're made in the image of God, and he breathed his life into us. And that's when Adam became a living being instead of a dead man. So what I wanted to get into, that was kind of a little nugget, but my guest, Michelle Smith, was sharing her testimony, and I know that, kind of like what I talked about and what you were sharing, we have opportunities to kind of lose ground, right, in our faith or in our walk with God, and sometimes we may question God's plans for us and why he chose us to walk a certain path that may be scary for us. And I kind of wanted to ask you, you know, in your journey with the Lord, have you faced certain obstacles where you started to doubt or question the call of God in your life? And especially just being a woman, like you were talking about, trying to uphold to a life of purity. How did you get through those moments? And what were some of the things that you did, I guess, almost like Job in the Bible, to kind of fan the flame in your heart again and to trust God?
I would definitely say there were times in my life where I would get discouraged when my life didn't play out the way I thought it was going to. Like, let's say around 25, 26, 27 through 30 years old, I would say 95% of my friends get married, get a house, maybe start having kids. And I kind of looked at my life and I was still trying to go back to college and graduate. I was ministering in the juvenile hall, which I loved. I was working, you know, some job that probably didn't pay that much, and I was either renting a room out or had to move back in with my parents or my family, you know, which is a blessing. Not many people have that. But at the time, you know, I would look around me and I would just be like, man, I'm a failure. I would, you know, the enemy would lie to me, whisper to me, you're a failure. You don't have this yet in your life. All the things that you think, I don't know if it's like American dream, but all the things that you maybe either wished for your life or thought it was what was best for your life or desired, and then you're not seeing those things happen. But then God would be like, hey, I'm going to send you out in the streets and go minister to the gang members, and they're going to come to the Lord, and you're going to leave, you're going to set the captives free. But then I was like, okay, cool, God, that sounds like an adventure. But don't forget this over here. Like, I want to find a husband. But, you know, then I went through seasons of just feeling like God forgotten me. Like, I'm serving you. Like, I almost like he was entitled to give me what I wanted if I was serving him. And I know that I wouldn't have admitted at the moment. But I was like, God, I've devoted my life to serving others, and I find fulfillment in you and in doing that. But my life, I look at it, and it's not how I thought it would look. Or I don't own much to my own name, and I just, you know, the way our culture says, if you don't have this and this and this, then your value and worth comes from that. And my mom and dad always reminded me, my father actually recently, to encourage me again, you know, at age 37 right now, I still don't have a lot of material things in my name. I am blessed to have be able to have a car and a phone and rent out a room right now and be doing adventures for Jesus. But he reminded me, he said, Michelle, you've invested in lives. And he said, you can't take anything with you when you die. You know, there's no U-Haul trucks to a hearse, because you can't take it. So what you're investing is eternal things, souls, lives, and that's more wealth than anything. And so that really made me cry, because it reminded me why I'm doing what I'm doing. It's great to have all those, you know, have all those things, but my sole purpose, why I'm here on earth, is to love God and love others and share the gospel and lead others to the hope and the peace and the healing that I've experienced through Christ. So I've had many patches in my life where I felt discouraged. I wanted to give up. I battled depression. And I made a decision recently in my life actually to stop drinking, period, whatsoever, because there's times in my life, especially in my 20s, where I would try to numb the pain of heartbreak or depression or discouragement, where I didn't feel like my life was going the way I wanted it to, or I felt lonely or whatever. I would try to numb it with alcohol. That was my drug of choice. And so that was another kind of a choice of freedom I felt like it brought in my life too. Especially like, you know, being a youth leader and ministering to youth in schools, juvenile halls, and everything. I just felt like I needed to cut that completely out of my life, and that was my own personal decision. But actually walking through the pain is something the Lord's taught me. Through the pain. And I can feel his presence and peace now more than ever. And we're overcomers in Christ, you know. So all these things I'm sharing in my past, I'm not coming at it from a victim mentality. I'm coming at it from all these things he has helped me overcome, and I've become stronger and wiser. And it's been a testimony to share around the world to people that even in our darkest times, that he's our light and he is our hope. And so it's about the purity you were talking about. To have accountability is huge. For one, I made a commitment. And when you make a commitment and you tell people about it and you keep yourself accountable, then one, you don't want to always let God down. But let's face it, there's sometimes if no one else knows and you're not accountable to anyone, you're like, ah, God will forgive me, right? So I made sure I told the people that I highly respected, mentors in my life, counselors, my parents, and I told them that commitment. And so there's times when I was tempted, or there's times where I'm like you said, like a popularity contest. I looked around, and there's times I went to like clubs and bars, and especially in my 20s, and I was trying to fit in. I was trying to like not be set apart in that moment, because I thought that everyone else was having more fun than I was. But then, real quick, there was someone I was in a bar or a club. And I was dancing, and I think I was dressed almost like everybody else, and I was in my young 20s, but I did love the Lord. I was just trying to blend in, and someone came up to me that didn't know me, and he said, you don't belong here. He saw the Holy Spirit in me. He saw God in me, and out of it, anyway, he just randomly came up to me and said, pointed at me and said, you don't belong here. Why are you here at the club?
Wow.
And I actually didn't like it at the moment. Now I think it's pretty cool, because he saw God in me, even though when I was trying to blend in, but he saw the Holy Spirit in me. I don't think he was a believer, but God was always chasing me. He was always pursuing me to give him my whole heart, my whole life, my whole mind, my soul. And that's, like you said, difference between a relationship and a religion. God lives in us. As Christians, Christ lives in us. It's not a outside behaviors and religion that we follow. It's a God living from our inside out. And so yeah, it's been, I think just as women, you know, we have the pressures. I grew up in Orange County, California, so it's all about surface and superficial and how you look and the pressures. What is beauty? What media culture tells you? And I battled with anorexia when I was 19, 20, 21. I would starve myself, and I would, and it also, I would lie. I would get so thin. I remember sitting in a college class, and I got so thin that, like, my tailbone, I was sitting on the chair in my college class trying to focus and being dizzy because I hadn't eaten in hours or a day. And I just remember, I'm killing my body. This is not, I am destroying the body that God gave me. I'm not honoring God with my body. And so, you know, he healed me from that. I'm a foodie, you know,
right.
and work out with weights and exercise all the time. So I can't imagine doing that now, but, stay in shape the healthy way now. But, you know, there's so many men and women that struggle with eating disorders and body image, and they look in the mirror and they're like, they don't feel beautiful because of what culture says. You have to look this way or that way, and you have to have surgery or else you're not gonna be beautiful, right? And so I think just in all that experience and learning that I'm beautiful, we're a masterpiece, how God created us, and we're all unique, and just learning to love who I am and be content with how God made me, and that we're all unique and beautiful.
That really choked my heart up hearing that, because I just relate to you in so many ways, and I know we'll have more opportunity to touch on that, but I just can't thank you enough for just blessing me and the viewers listening to your heart. It's just so beautiful, and I can't imagine anybody sitting through, like, not even 1 minute with you and not being encouraged. And so I'm so appreciative that we have one more segment with you. We do have to go to commercial break, but as soon as we come back, we are going to be digging deeper into a few other topics with you, and we will be with you shortly.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
It's free. You to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us, you know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of The Jacqueline Nicole Show tonight. I just want to thank you so much for tuning in with us. Had you not been with us in the prior segments, but I do have an incredible guest on the show with me tonight. Her name is Michelle Smith. And she is just, she's so brave and transparent. And I love how she is just really shining her light and her wisdom just on a lot of topics that I feel women of any age would battle. And Michelle was talking a little bit about body image too. And, you know, it really struck my heart when she mentioned that, because I was actually just talking with Michelle during the commercial break, and I was letting her know that I had a really similar experience in my past. And for a really long time, only my mom knew about it. I was just really, I think, kind of embarrassed to share with anybody else. And I kind of touched a little bit with my new life group. But I know you were talking about being anorexic and starving yourself. And I was slightly opposite of that, but I know, I know towards my senior year in high school, and then right when I graduated, it just probably was 6 to 9 months, and that was right after my parents got a divorce, and I think I just was going through a lot of bad decision making, right, after bad decision. And I used to look to other things to heal myself emotionally. And I know you had just talked about on the previous segment about God teaching you to walk through the pain instead of numbing it with alcohol. And I did have moments in my life where I would party a lot. But I would always, I think, look to food more than anything to kind of heal emotionally, especially when I was younger. And I found myself kind of, you know, when you eat a bunch of stuff, you're like binging on a bunch of food that you know is like really not good for you, and then making yourself throw it up out of punishment for what you just did to yourself. And I never told anyone that. I know my mom kind of caught me. She like overheard me one day, and I think just like the guilt, a little bit of shame, and not from my mom, but I know that God was convicting me, but at the same time, the enemy was trying to condemn me. So it was like this tug of war battle of, okay, I know God loves me. This is really wrong. But I just wasn't, I think, mature enough in my faith to really know at that time who I am in Christ. And I know we're going to go a little bit of a different direction in this segment, but this is just really on my heart to share. And I know that you're so good at explaining this, but we hear all the time who I am in Christ. And I think a lot of times we kind of forget, well, what does that actually mean? And for our viewers, just from your own perspective of what God has taught you, you know, in his word and through your personal journey, when you were saying that you kind of lost your identity, who or what would you say to women who may not know their identity in Christ, or really where their worth and value comes from, and they're still looking to have that hole filled up from other things?
I would say that the Lord created us each so uniquely and different, that there's different things that we desire, there's different things, gifts, he's given us each different gifts and talents and things that personalities, and that we all look different fingerprints. And I think, you know, and our relationship with Jesus looks different too, because I think comparison is a big thing, especially among women, right? Mm-hmm. I compare how my relationship with Jesus looks compared to your relationship with Jesus and some other person's relationship with Jesus, just the same way we shouldn't like compare each other's looks or status or image or any of that stuff. As far as who I am in Christ, it all goes back to God's word, because we hear lies, and we're kind of brainwashed all day long with media and with TV shows or news, Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. Social media, filter, picture, everything about who people posting their identity, right? Whether it's what they love to do or this or that, who they are. And what I've learned is that when I was 30 years old and I was in the middle of overseas in Africa or Asia, Europe, where God sent me out there, out of my comfort zone, unfamiliar places, everything was unfamiliar, and I had to, where I found my identity was in God's word. I had to open up his word, especially like for women, I love, you know, Proverbs has tons of wisdom and Psalms, but I was opening up to Proverbs 31 where it talks about a godly woman. What does that look like? And read the life of Jesus, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the Gospels, about how did Jesus live? If I'm a follower of Jesus, how did he live? How did he treat people? How did he have compassion for people? He loved the outcasts. He spent time with people who are hurting. He took time out of his way. And even though he's a man, like, as a woman, like, how does my, just trying to follow that life? And in Proverbs 31, it talks about, you know, that we open our hands to the poor as women of God, and we're kind. We speak, our mouths open, and we speak words of wisdom and kindness and help others. And, you know, if you have a husband, it says that she builds her husband up. She's trustworthy. That's a huge thing. She's virtuous. She's pure. She is modest. And so gradually, I was reading God's word. I was digging in deep to try to find out again who I was, because I was, before that, I was looking around everybody else around me, trying to like, oh, I like that person's style, that person's personality, like, trying to figure out who I was from my surroundings and culture and everything else. And not that my friends were all bad influences. I had some really awesome friends, still do, but me is me. God only made one of me. So trying to figure out who I was, and I think spending time alone with the Lord is so important. I just spent some time in nature today just to get away from the busyness of the city and of our own lives, and just to unplug and to, I'm a big journaler, and so I just took a journal and I just kind of sat there and just walked and just, you know, it's a personal relationship with the Lord. I listen to him and he speaks to me and I speak to him. And so I think the key is sometimes we talk to God, but we don't always stop and listen. So finding our identity in the Lord is always rooted back in his word. And if we're not reading his word, then we're going to believe the lies around us that media is telling us, other people are telling us, just getting to know the character of God. And when we find out the character of God, we find out who we are, because we're created in his image. So that's the root of it.
I love that. I did hear a pastor say, too, that the more we know God's character, the more we know who we are. And
yes.
I just love what you talked about today. It honestly is, I know other people are blessed, but I feel like the most blessed to get to have you as my guest and just have you pour your heart out is, you know, just does so much healing to the lives of others to know that they're not alone in their struggles, and that God hasn't forgotten about them, but loves them and has a special plan just for them. Yeah. If anyone listening didn't have the opportunity to listen to the full podcast tonight, I do put a blog and links to be connected with my guest, and you can visit my blog at www.jacylynicole.com, and on there you can connect with any of my previous guests and have the opportunity to listen to any podcast for free and get to connect with my guests through their social media sites. So we just wish you and anyone tuning in a very blessed night, and thank you for joining us. We will see you next week.
Thank you.
www.centralcityradio.com